The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you the news for the past week. And you know, a week can't go by anymore without sexual allegations being made against this person or that person, just this swirl of accusation. Now, some of them seem to be true and they're very troubling, like the accusations against Harvey Weinstein. But other accusations seem to be a little bit dodgier, maybe. Although, as John Oliver asked Dustin Hoffman last week, why would she lie? Dustin Hoffman said about his accuser, "And you believe what you read?" And John Oliver replied, "Yes, because she has no reason to lie." Well, it seems that we have maybe found a couple of reasons to lie. As a matter of fact, 750,000 reasons to lie. Lisa Bloom, celebrity lawyer and daughter of Gloria Allred. And boy, the apple does not fall far from the tree, does it? Lisa Bloom has recently been exposed by The Hill, and she's responded to these accusations, and she's confirmed them. So she's justified them, but she has confirmed them. California lawyer Lisa Bloom's efforts included offering to sell alleged victims' stories to TV outlets in return for commission for herself, arranging a donor to pay off one Trump accuser's mortgage, and attempting to secure a six-figure payment for another woman who ultimately declined to come forward after being offered as much as $750,000, the clients told The Hill. So these are clients telling this online paper about these things that have happened. The women's accounts were chronicled in contemporaneous contractual documents, emails, and text messages reviewed by The Hill, including an exchange of texts between one woman and Bloom that suggested political action committees supporting Hillary Clinton were contacted during the event. It's so funny because one political action committee denied that they were contacted. Now, I don't know if it was the same one who's named in this story, but I remember Lisa Bloom denying that they had any contact with the Clinton campaign. So they didn't contact the campaign directly, but they did contact their super PACs. Isn't it funny how they get around these things? Oh no, we didn't contact the Clinton campaign. We contacted people who are in contact with the Clinton campaign, but we didn't contact them. Actually, I think we contacted people who contacted people who knew people in the Clinton campaign, right? You have to keep these things separate. You don't want anyone detailing the fact that the super PAC and the campaign are in reality closely coordinated. And the campaign has to make sure that they don't get in trouble for coordinating with the super PACs. That's why they'll do things like put up footage on YouTube, unedited footage, where the super PAC will then take that footage and edit it into a commercial. But the appearance is that they're just publicly releasing it. Of course, they don't make an announcement about it. They just stick it on YouTube, and somehow the super PAC is able to find it. And that was how we got the hilarious footage of Ted Cruz talking with his family to make a commercial for him. But all of these outtakes that they recorded were just hilarious. But they couldn't put up only the good stuff because they wanted the super PAC to be able to take everything in its entirety and then edit it down into a good commercial. But let's stick with the point here. So Lisa Bloom has been found out that she's had contact with super PACs, at least one super PAC, trying to get money and trying to get help for herself and her client against Donald Trump. So I'm going to read a little bit more of the article, but this is a massive blow to Lisa Bloom and her clients, because it answers the question, why would they lie? And so now we have some good convincing reasons. All right. This client offered $750,000 to come forward with allegations against Trump. Let's read a couple of excerpts here. And this is Bloom in a statement here, as said, donors reached out to my firm directly to help some of the women I represented, whose clients have also included accusers of Bill Cosby and Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, incidentally, since his name has come up, Bill O'Reilly has come out with a couple of tweets saying basically, I told you so about Lisa Bloom. And he claimed that there was a recording of her offering money for clients to come out against Trump. And he said there was at least three criminal acts in that recording. Looking forward to that coming out. Now, Bloom said her goal in securing money was not to pressure the women to come forward, but rather to help them relocate or arrange security if they felt unsafe during the waning days of a vitriolic election. She declined to identify any of the donors, I'm sure. And I'm sure that it wasn't. Why would you say it's not to pressure the women to come forward, right? And while she noted she represented sexual harassment victims for free or at reduced rates, she also, so she says that, this is a quote from her, our standard pro bono agreement for legal services provides that if a media entity offers to compensate a client for sharing his or her story, we receive a percentage of those fees. So doesn't pro bono mean free? Well, it's not free if you're taking money meant for the client. You're charging now. In a roundabout way, right? So, again, you know, you have to do these things in a way that you have plausible deniability. Now, she says here, this rarely happens, but on occasion, a case generates media interest, and sometimes, not always, a client may receive an appearance fee. Wow, that's a way to soften it up. Isn't it funny that Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred are constantly in the news for something that rarely happens? I see them a heck of a lot. I see their name, I see their face a lot for something that rarely happens. So just keep in mind that they're getting paid when you see them on TV, probably. As a private law firm, we have significant payroll, rent, taxes, insurance, and other expenses every week. So an arrangement where we might receive some compensation to defray our costs seems reasonable to us and is agreed to by our clients. Yeah, pro bono. Now, I love this section of the story. So for one of her clients, Bloom arranged a small payment from the licensing of some photos to the news media and then set up a GoFundMe.com account to raise money for her in October 2016. On the fundraising, on the Go... now, I'm looking at the page. And it's awesome, this GoFundMe account. So the goal was $10,000. They ended up raising $2,317. See, the mistake, liberals don't have money, right? I mean, what are they? They don't even work. No, that's not true. Actually, I think a study showed that liberals are the richest people around. They just don't give it away, right? I mean, not unless they're getting something in return. So Bloom then arranged for a donor to make a larger contribution to help Hearth pay off the mortgage on her Queens apartment in New York City. The amount was under $30,000, according to a source directly familiar with Hearth's situation. Public records show her mortgage was recorded as extinguished on December 19th, 2016. So the mortgage payment went away. This lady made a Facebook post that urging other women to come forward about Trump and texted that to the lawyer. And the lawyer and Bloom texted back, wow, Jill, that would be amazing. 27 days until the election. When a potential client abruptly backed out of a pre-election news conference in which she was supposed to allege she was sexually assaulted at age 13, Bloom turned her attention to another woman. That woman, Harth's friend, went back and forth for weeks with Bloom in 2016 about going public with an allegation of an unsolicited advance by Trump in the 1990s beauty contest circuit. Give us a sense of what you need, and we will see if we can get it, Bloom texted the woman a week before Election Day. So, in my mind, the Bloom is basically bribing her client. She said, tell me what you need and we'll see if we can get it. My goodness. She's just saying, well, how much money do you want? Basically. Now, another one of Harth's friends, so several of these people who are making these allegations are making it, and they found Lisa Bloom through Harth, which is the first accuser. Now, this is another woman who's come through, also came to Lisa Bloom by way of Harth, and says that she said that Bloom initially offered her a $10,000 donation to the woman's favorite church, an account backed up by text messages the two exchanged. Please keep the donation offer confidential, except to your pastor, Bloom wrote to the woman. When Bloom found out the woman was still a supporter of Trump and associated with lawyers, friends, and associates of the future president, she texted a request that jarred the woman. This is from Lisa Bloom, the lawyer, who's bringing these accusations against Trump, to a potential client who she wants to come out against Trump. When you have a chance, I suggest you delete the August 2015 Facebook post about supporting Trump, Bloom texted. Otherwise, a reporter will ask you how you could support him after what he did to you. Your call, but it will make your life easier. The woman declined. I hate to say it, but I still rather have Trump in office than Hillary. The woman texted back. Bloom answered, okay, I respect that, then don't change anything. So at least Bloom said, you know, didn't continue to pressure her, but she did ask her to take that down, and I do think it's funny that the woman said she'd still rather have Trump in office, even though she's about to come out with accusations against him. Eventually, this is the article, eventually the two decided the woman's continued support of Trump was a benefit to her narrative if she went public with her accusations. The messages show. I love your point about being a Trump supporter, too, Bloom texted on October 14th, 2016. The text messages show the woman made escalating requests for more money. So apparently this lady actually likes Trump, but kept asking for more and more money. By early November, the woman said Bloom's offers of money from donors had grown to $50,000 to be paid personally to her, and then even higher. Another donor has reached out to me offering relocation security for any woman coming forward. I'm trying to reach him, Bloom texted the woman. Later, she added, I have good news. The woman responded she wasn't impressed with a new offer of $100,000, given that she had a young daughter and she wants her, I guess, to go through college. So here's what the potential accuser. So this accuser may come out if the lawyer can get her enough money. Will come out against Trump if the lawyer, Lisa Bloom, can get her enough money. And they're negotiating right now. She said, hey, after thinking about all this, I need more than $100,000. College money would be nice for her daughter, plus relocation fees, as we discussed. The figure jumped to $200,000 in a series of phone calls. Wow, that's pretty good if you just hold out. Look at that, twice as much there. Bloom told The Hill that the woman asked for money as high as $2 million in the conversations, an amount that was a non-starter. But the lawyer confirmed she tried to arrange donations to the woman in the low six figures. Low six figures. Man, I saw that some $150,000 figure up there. And then you wonder why people would come out? Are you kidding me? This is money. This is good money here. Let's scroll down a little bit more. Oh, the reason she didn't come out, she says, is because Donald Trump stopped as soon as she asked him to. So isn't that funny? Wait, let me see if this is the same client or not. But anyway, the one of the clients, this might be the same person, but Basically, she didn't want to go public with her accusations against Trump because he did stop as soon as she asked him to stop. Isn't that funny? You know, the problem with the Donald Trump narrative is that he keeps stopping when these women tell him to stop. You know, even in the inside, what was it, the Hollywood Access tape that came out where he used terrible language, he even said, I moved on her, but she was married, I just couldn't get there. So she wouldn't let him do it, so he stopped because the person asked him to stop, right? And same thing over here, he stopped because the person asked him to stop. See, now Lisa Bloom did represent Weinstein for a little while, but quit when the accusations piled up, no doubt because she didn't want the negative publicity. Nearly in the beginning, Bloom made clear to the woman she would have to pay her law firm a commission on any fees the attorney arranged for media outlets willing to pay for the woman's story, according to a copy of the contract, as well as a text message sent to the woman. So she is getting money from these people's stories becoming famous. Outlets which I have good relationships that may pay for your first on-camera interview, revealing your name and face. Inside Edition, Dr. Phil, LawNews.com. Bloom texted the woman just weeks before Election Day, quote, my best estimate of what I could get for you would be $10,000 to $15,000 less our one-third attorney fee. So she takes out a third of whatever money they get. And it says here, if you're interested, I would recommend Inside Edition or Dr. Phil, as they are much bigger. Dr. Phil is doing a show on Trump accusers next Tuesday in L.A. and would fly you out and put you up in a nice hotel and pay for your meals as well with your daughter if you like. Media moves very quickly, so you need to decide, and then once confirmed, need to stick to it. Bloom's firm sent the woman a media-related services contract to represent her for speaking out against Donald Trump that laid out business terms for selling a story in the most direct terms. Quote, you will compensate the firm 33% of the total fee you collect. I don't know if we need to talk about this anymore. So it's pretty darn obvious that these people do have a reason for coming out. So if you get an accusation, what is wrong with innocent until proven guilty? I mean, that's a pretty good way of thinking about it. And we have a pretty definitive answer to John Oliver's stupid, moronic answer to Dustin Hoffman's question, which is, I have no reason not to believe them. Guys, listen, when I hear one of these accusations, my instant reaction is also to believe the accuser. It really is. That is my gut instinct, is to do that. But then you got to think, man, this is coming out. It's always just before an election, and then after the election, these things go away, right? Now, with Trump, with Trump, they're trying to do a second wave because of the Weinstein things have come out, and they're like, oh, well, maybe this is big now. Maybe we can use this against him. But as you can see, there is a definite motive for coming out against him. So I almost feel bad for the liberals, and I certainly feel bad for actual victims who have been accused of this stuff, because stuff like this undermines their credibility tremendously, and it's so crummy because it makes it so much harder for them. And people like Lisa Bloom, who are basically paying for this stuff, should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. But, you know, I don't think people like this have shame, or they turned it off, or they justify it to themselves or something. I don't know what it is. I don't know how you can get up and look at yourself in the mirror for stuff like this. This is like when Hillary Clinton, you know, defended a child rapist and gets him off of charges. It's and is okay with that. It's crazy. Her defense is, well, you know, that was my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. Man, sometimes the job has got to make you feel so lousy about yourself that you would not do it. If you know or you feel strongly that your client is guilty, man, and I'm a big believer of separating, you know, I'm a big believer in work ethic, you know, and separating feelings from duty. But something like that, it's just, wouldn't you just feel so grimy and crummy about it? But I guess it's worth it for the money to some people. Let's see what else we got here. Well, Trump, this is breaking news, December 15th here. Report, music promoter offered to set up Putin-Trump meeting during campaign. Oh my God, how is that he did? This is during the campaign. What? The Post said it obtained an email from July 2015 written by promoter Rob Goldstone, who eventually did help arrange a meeting a year later between Donald Trump Jr. and a lawyer with ties to the Kremlin. You know, they've come back to that again. A lawyer with ties to the Kremlin. This lady, this so-called lawyer with ties to the Kremlin, is a regular lawyer. I mean, they keep saying ties to the Kremlin. Isn't it funny how they never mention those ties? You know, in all of the stories that you've read about this lady, they never mention exactly what the ties are. So if she's represented anybody in Russia that has anything to do with anybody higher up, even if they've known someone, they can say ties to the Kremlin. Everyone has ties to Kevin Bacon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, name the exact tie so we can investigate it, but they never do. Do they? They never do that. Ties to the Kremlin. Such BS. And then she's seen in like Democratic meetings and things. So she's apparently a Democrat. I mean, what a bunch of hooey these accusations are. Anyway, this promoter said they got that is supposedly set up this meeting. Here's the email. Maybe he would welcome a meeting with President Putin, Goldstone wrote in the email to Trump's personal assistant, according to the Post. The newspaper said it couldn't determine if the assistant responded. The email is part of a trove of documents being examined by special counsel Robert Mueller. Robert Wrongway Mueller. Yeah, let's see if he finds anything. Good luck, man. Good luck. The documents add to a list of actions and attempts to draw Trump closer to the Kremlin. Guys, always remember what the original story of this was, okay? So the original idea is that Donald Trump and the Russians worked together to hack the election. And that's the reason why Hillary Clinton was not elected, is because everybody was mad at her because of the emails. And it was the Russians that released that. What a load. They're never going to find that out because it didn't happen. Mark my words. There's no way. Okay, if you think that they hacked the election, you're insane. Talk about a conspiracy theory. My goodness. It's been over a year now, and so far, there's not one shred of proof, not one bit of evidence that hasn't been debunked over and over again. How many times? I mean, they're like, does anyone out there know who the Keystone Cops are? These guys are like the Keystone Cops. They're like running around, bumping into each other, just bumbling. It's really funny. But what a colossal waste of time. You know, in one sense, it's hilarious because the poor liberals, the fan base is like tearing out their hair. You know, they have these t-shirts that say it's Mueller time but they're going to get nothing. So you got to feel kind of bad for them, and for no other reason than the idea of someone who wanted something so badly doesn't get it, right? So that's what's happening to them. That's what's been happening to them. That's what's going to keep on happening to them. Although my girlfriend tells me that she's got a lot of liberal friends. She's a libertarian, so you know, we can kind of cross the lines a little bit there. And she says that the liberals, a lot of her friends, they think they're winning. Trump is in office. They're a minority in Congress, and they think they're winning. Only a liberal could really delude themselves that way. Is that correct? But you know, another shame of this is that these people are getting paid for wasting our time, basically. And doesn't that make you a little bit angry? Doesn't that make the world a little bit more unfair? I think it does. All right, so back to the Huffington Post story. Goldstone's offer to Trump began with an invitation to Aris Aglaroff's birthday in Moscow. Though Trump was too busy to attend, he did send a birthday card, according to the Post. He sent a birthday card to this dude. Oh, my God. An attorney for Aglaroff said that he couldn't arrange a meeting with Vladimir Putin for anybody, much less for Trump. So, let's see where this goes. I know where it's going to go. It's going to go the same place that all of the other stories went nowhere. You can write me at edman@email.com. That's edman@email.com.